In front of his family, the husband of his victim, and Judge Christopher Burns, Christopher Gregorek expressed remorse and reflected on the death of Ellen Volpe.
Because I cannot change the past, I am determined to change the future. Regardless of the court's decision today, I will seek out ways to share with the world the result of my mistake and the pain that Ellen's death has caused.
District Attorney John Flynn said most lethal distracted driving cases are charged as criminally negligent homicide.
We took it up a notch. We charged him with manslaughter, and that's a very aggressive charge. And I want to be aggressive on these cases because I believe that criminally negligent homicide was not the appropriate charge.
Gregorek pleaded guilty in February to second-degree manslaughter. His lawyer asked for probation, saying that time sharing the message of his mistake would be more powerful than time in state prison. Volpe's husband asked for incarceration. The judge said he had to consider Gregorek's background, reckless actions, and the taking of an innocent life when he sentenced him to between 1.5 and 4.5 years in prison. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.